Government websites, from the local levels up to the federal, have extensive checklists for before, during, and after a storm. Hurricane expert and National Weather Service meteorologist Terry Lebo says he breaks the task down into bite-sized pieces by planning according to storm strength.
What am I going to do for a tropical storm or a Category 1 storm? Well, that's the one where you want to just make sure you have extra supplies.
That means visiting the ATM for extra cash, stocking up on non-perishable food and drinking water, and having a ready supply of prescription medications.
As you get to Category 2 and 3, you're going to want to think about having more of what you need, because you could potentially be without power longer. As you start to get towards the top end of 2 and into the 3 range, you may want to think about, okay, I'm going to evacuate. Where do I want to go?
That decision, says Lebo, is best made based on directives from local authorities. When you evacuate, carry important papers like insurance data, social security cards, and passports in a portable weatherproof case. And don't forget the animals.
Another thing you want to think about is if you have pets, if they require medication, or if you're going to evacuate, are you going to a shelter? Are you going inland to a hotel or stay with family or friends? What are you going to do with your animals?
You don't want to be strategizing when the storm is on the way, says Lebo. Have the plan in place so when the time comes, you can focus on taking action. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.